Hello, my name is Lynn Thompson, Poet Laureate for the City of Los Angeles, and I'm happy to welcome listeners to this installment of Poems on Air, a podcast supported by the Los Angeles Public Library. Every week, I'll present the work of poets I admire, poets who you should know, and poets who have made a substantial and inimitable contribution to the art and craft of poetry. Avid readers of poetry are likely familiar with Nicole Seeley's, a much-admired poet in her own right, challenge that readers read books by marginalized voices and buy their books from local independent bookstores. In support of this challenge, and for the next two episodes, I'll be highlighting two of these voices. First up, Lauren Russell, who served as the assistant director of the Center for African American Poetry and Poetics at the University of Pittsburgh. In the fall of 2020, she joined the faculty of Michigan State University as an assistant professor in the Residential College in the Arts and is the recipient of fellowships from the National Endowment for the Arts, Cave Canem, and the Wisconsin Institute for Creative Writing. Russell describes herself as a poet as well as a writer of hybrid forms. Her most recent poetry collection is Descent. Today's poem is Peggy, An Inventory, by Lauren Russell. She has a recipe for cornbread, and one for curing hog cholera, and another for keeping quiet, and another for children born too close together. She has a cast iron skillet and a pale blue bandana and a steel thimble she slips over her finger when she works up a quilt, a shirt, a song. She has a wash pot and a boiling stick and a fear of haints and a way of looking twice over her shoulder. She has an apron she rips into rags in one smooth motion, and a song for every kind of weather but days when the sun will not shine out. She has a butcher knife and a paring knife, a knife for extracting chiggers, a knife for scraping hogs, and a knife she hides under her bed before births to soften the pain. She has a deep belly grown like the H&E and WT railway, grinding toward Houston, and even her lullabies crack like kindling. No one will own to hearing her cry, but her laugh is the crash of breaking glass, sharp, high, and exceedingly brief. The Los Angeles Poet Laureate was created as a joint program between the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and the Los Angeles Public Library, and this podcast will be available on the library's website. Episodes are also available on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. Thanks for listening.